You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Now celebrating their 65th anniversary, Bob Sykes Barbecue is locally owned and operated by second-generation Van Sykes with the help of his nephew Jason Jewell, third generation of the Bob Sykes family. You can order Bob Sykes Barbecue online at bobsykes.com or visit the drive-thru or dine-in. Open Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Catering, family meals, and tailgate specials are available. You can also check out From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue book, now available at bobsykes.com or visit the restaurant. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue, located in the heart of Alabama. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment. And it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us as we talk about epilepsy today, and we talk about the Epilepsy Foundation of Alabama and their upcoming walk, which will take place tomorrow on Saturday at Railroad Park. This is the 2022 Walk to End Epilepsy in Birmingham, Alabama. I hope that you are able to participate. If you're not, you can still support the Epilepsy Foundation of Alabama, and we hope that you will choose to do that to help end epilepsy. To help me with this conversation today, I have Karen Colson, who lost her grandson to sudden death and epilepsy, also known as SUDEP. I'd like to welcome Karen to the show now. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Karen Colson.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me, and I love any opportunity I have to talk about my Jack. We called him, his name was Jackson, but we called him Jax for short.
When we think about your own personal situation prior to Jackson, what was your familiarity with epilepsy? Had you had family members or loved ones who had battled or lived with epilepsy before?
No, I mean, I knew what epilepsy was, but I did not, I didn't know anyone who had it, had never seen anyone have a seizure, and honestly had never heard of SUDEP until after Jackson passed away. I had never heard that word before. I didn't realize it could happen like it did.
And unfortunately, you had the most tragic way of learning what SUDEP was. Here I am. I can go and Google SUDEP, and I can find out what SUDEP is. I haven't lost a loved one. And you had to go through losing this special young person in your life and your family's life to understand the magnitude of epilepsy and what it does to people, how they have to live, how difficult it is, the challenge that they have to face.
Exactly. And, SUDEP is one of those things. It is sudden and it is unexpected, but it happens oftentimes in somebody who is otherwise a healthy individual. Jax started having seizures when he was two. He was finally diagnosed with epilepsy at 4 and was put on seizure medication. And for the most part, his medication controlled his seizures, with the exception of a few breakthrough seizures on occasion. So we certainly never anticipated anything like this would happen with him, with his being mostly controlled. So it was definitely a shock and complete devastation when you're caught completely out of the blue with something like that.
What did it do to your family's life on a day-to-day basis when it came to Jackson, to be able to try to find, how can we help him? How can we make him better? What was life like?
As far as when he had epilepsy, well, yes. we tried to just, he saw his neurologist. He had, you know, EEG testing and all of that. And he kind of stayed, you know, you learned that you had to, there are certain risk factors as far as epilepsy, and everybody's triggers are different for their seizures. Jax is, that's one of the things, is you have to learn what their triggers are. And you kind of, it's kind of a trial and error learn by getting thrown into the fire with it, so to say. But, you know, his were being tired, stress. One of his seizures was caused from a knock to the head, which is not, you know, that's certainly a common thing with when you have epilepsy. So you just try to avoid those triggers. Be sure to take your medicine. Be sure you get plenty of rest. And basically, other than that, he just lived life like a normal child. And, you know, not all kids with epilepsy get the privilege to be able to just live a normal childhood. But for the most part, he did. And for that, we're thankful, for sure.
How old did you say Jackson made it to?
He was 8 years old when he passed away.
So he was in the second grade?
He was in the second grade. He passed away in May 8th of 2020. So it was kind of during the middle of all the pandemic shutdown when he passed away.
I've had Elena Burt on the show, and we've talked about the efforts for Epilepsy Foundation of Alabama to bring awareness in the schools. As far as Jax goes, did teachers know the situation where they could help him, or students? What were the resources available?
Yes, his mom had, of course, you know, made the school aware, and they had seizure action plans in place. They had rescue medicines in case it was needed. And so, you know, there's always comfort in knowing that that's taken care of, but there's still the worry there. But thankfully, he never did have a seizure at school. His were always seemed to be at home or out and about. He was always with family somewhere when he had his. He did have opportunity, I think it was the year before he passed away, end of February, on International Epilepsy Awareness Day. He got to talk to his class about epilepsy and bring awareness to epilepsy about what it is. And so he got to tell his classmates and bring attention to it, to them, and talk about it.
Was someone able to record that and save it for the family?
No, I don't think so. I don't think it was. I wish it was, but no, I don't think it was.
Well, what a great thing for him to be able to do as an 8-year-old. My daughter, she's 8, and we just had a field trip today with students in the 3rd grade. I think about that age to have such an awareness. He must have been one of those children that had a little more maturity because of what he was going through, to be able to share about his experience in that way.
Yes. You kind of learn about things, I guess, the hard way that you wish 8-year-olds didn't have to know.
Grew up faster.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We have a young man in North Alabama, in Lester, and I visited with his family the other day, and their last name is actually Jackson, and his name is Caden, and they're in the process of purchasing a service dog, and we've been doing a fundraiser for them. He wants to have Shay. Shay is a dog that's available, and they've signed a contract, and now they're just steps away from being able to bring Shay home and have Shay trained, and he is 14, so they feel like that might be helpful.
That's awesome. My service dogs are great. I don't feel like Jack's ever really had a big need for him because his seizures seem to be controlled. But for someone who may have a harder time, a service dog can bring peace of mind, and it can certainly help the parents have a little bit more peace of mind too, to know that that dog is there to help catch seizures and notify them, and to help Caden in some way. That's great.
Absolutely. At what point did you become part of, or consider yourself a strong part of, Epilepsy Foundation of Alabama?
It was really not until after Jackson passed away, and when we started doing so much research about learning about SUDEP, and we began to get involved. That's the first Walk to End Epilepsy we did was just 1 month after he passed away. And it kind of, from there, the more we learned about the foundation, the more we knew as a family we wanted to support that foundation because of what all they do. You know, the funds that we raise, any donations matter because they do so much with that. They support research and new therapies. They have education and programs for individuals and families. They work to bring public awareness about epilepsy and SUDEP, and they are huge advocates for people with epilepsy and their family members and caregivers. And you've mentioned earlier about seizure safe, or talked about, you know, seizures in schools, and one of the things that they've been able to do is work to enact seizure safe schools legislation around the United States. And so far in the last 4 years, there are 20 states that have been able to voted that legislation in. And thankfully, Alabama is one of those.
That is so great. And your involvement with Epilepsy of Alabama has now come to the point where you are part of a wall effort. And I want to talk about that in the next segment. If you don't mind, we'll take a break and then come back and talk about this wall and talk about the Walk to End Epilepsy and your part in this, because I want people to participate. And if they can't participate, I certainly want them to donate to the Epilepsy Foundation of Alabama. Will you stick with me, Karen?
Yes, I sure will.
All right, folks, I hope you'll stick with us too, as we're talking about a young hero, Mr. Jax. His grandmother, Karen Colson, is on the line with me right now as we talk about epilepsy and we talk about sudden death in epilepsy, which is what took Jax from us, this little hero that brought awareness to other young people in his class, bringing awareness to his situation when it came to battling epilepsy. I know there are people out there right now listening that are going through the same battle. They have lost loved ones to epilepsy, and my heart hurts for you, but I do appreciate people like Karen who step up for her grandson, in honor of her grandson, and decide that they want to help others. I hope you'll stick with me. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Absolutely. In the state of Alabama, over 48,000 people live with epilepsy. Even though Jax was no longer here when you became involved, I know that you're very concerned about those families now that are living with epilepsy, battling what Jax had to battle.
Right. We sure are. We've gotten to talk. Our family in particular has gotten to talk and meet so many families affected by it. My daughter-in-law is a director at a local preschool, and she actually has a child in her program now that has epilepsy. So we've been able to connect with that family, and because of the knowledge we've gained from the Epilepsy Foundation, she's been able to get all of her teachers seizure first aid trained through the Epilepsy Foundation so that they know what to do in caring for that child. And that, in turn, that gives that mama peace knowing that her child is in someone's care who knows what to do.
Absolutely. And people who want to register for the Walk to End Epilepsy, they can still do that. This walk takes place tomorrow if you're listening on Friday night. The walk begins at 10 o'clock in the morning. How late are we going?
It should be over by 12:30, and it will happen rain or shine.
And you can also be a part of that wall if you have someone who had their life taken by epilepsy. And I appreciate what you're doing, Karen, to be a part of this in honor of Jax.
Well, thank you. It's an honor and a privilege to be able to do it. It's the one thing our family has strived to do, because we're kind of all in this together, is we want to do everything we can to honor Jax's life, and we feel like this is just one of those ways we can do that.
Absolutely. I encourage people to go to epilepsy.com too, and they can find out more about Epilepsy Foundation Alabama. They can find the walk. If they scroll down, they'll see a link to Walk to End Epilepsy, Epilepsy Foundation, and the event information if they would like to be part of Epilepsy Foundation of Alabama. With your help, listeners, with your help, they can continue to raise awareness and share stories from the epilepsy community, and the donation is tax deductible to the Epilepsy Foundation, and it can change lives for the better. And I know that your lives have improved because of Epilepsy of Alabama, to help give you something to carry on Jack's legacy, to think about your own grandsons, Liam and Royce, and what they're able to do now. And they're going to grow into this, helping other families who are going through epilepsy battles.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You can also go to walktoendepilepsy.org and find the Birmingham Walk and either register or donate there.
Yes. And follow on Facebook if you would like to, and Instagram, Epilepsy Foundation Alabama. Karen, it's been a pleasure to have you here on The Mark White Show today.
Thank you. It's been a privilege.
We want to dedicate this show to Jax, who was an epilepsy hero for other young people, and his story with Royce and his brother Liam, able to share, try to bring awareness to this subject. So we appreciate Jax and what he has meant to the epilepsy community.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate Karen Colson for joining us here on The Mark White Show today to share about the Walk to End Epilepsy. When we come back, we'll have Cora reading Charlie May's First Day as we bring awareness to epilepsy through the special book written by Hannah Wilson. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. yours anytime, online, every month, where the eye captures the moment and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15228 Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
This is William Lee Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys. I want you to stay tuned for Chorus Corner coming up next, right here on The Mark White Show.
Thank God for kids.
It's never too early to save for college.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC. Welcome to another episode of Cora's Corner with Cora White. Today, Cora is reading Charlie May's First Day by Hannah Wilson and illustrated by Kim Soderbergh.
To Charlie May, my world changer. Your ability to change lives far outshines any disability, my love. You have shown me realms of joy I never knew existed. Keep shining, beautiful girl. Mama loves you. Charlie May's First Day. Hey, I'm Charlie May, and I'm so excited for school today. I've got my backpack and my cutest clothes. We're almost there. Here we go. There's my classroom right over there. I'm going in. It's okay if they stare. I'm a bit different, you can probably see. So let me tell you a little more about me. I can't walk like you, but that doesn't get me down. I have a chair with wheels that helps me around. I don't use words, but can listen with my ears. You can sing me a song I would love to hear. Although I have a mouth, that's not how I eat my food. I have something special. It's called a G-tube. My lunch comes through my tube and goes straight into my tummy. Even though I can't taste it, I'll bet you it is yummy. I may have a seizure. No need to be scared. I could shake and get sleepy, but the teacher's prepared. I've had epilepsy since I was 3 months old. That's why I have seizures, so I was told. Seizures are like a lightning storm inside of my brain. They make me really tired and feel oh so drained. After a short nap, I'll be A-okay. Don't worry, I'll be fine and ready in time to play. Will Charlie make new friends? Will her classmates be kind even though she seems different? You can find out the rest of Charlie May's First Day by going to charliemaysfirstday.com and ordering your copy of Charlie May's First Day.
You have been listening to another episode of Cora's Corner from Cora White. You can tune in each Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show. Again, you can purchase Charlie May's First Day by going to charliemaysfirstday.com. Charlie May is spelled C-H-A-R-L-I-E-M-A-E. Charlie May's First Day is written by Hannah Wilson and illustrated by Kim Soderbergh. To learn more about epilepsy and epilepsy first aid, go to charlieschance.org. Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. I hope you are encouraged and inspired by the show, and we'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. And follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram. You can also subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White.
And Cora White.
Encouraging you.
Find your purpose.
By making a difference.
In someone's life.
Today.
Who live and love in my home. These are my kind of people.